The Giants and the Joneses by Julia Donaldson. Read by Helen Lederer. Chapter 1. The Secret Box.
Beesh, 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 said the girl giant.
In giant language, this meant, please, please, please. The girl giant, Jambelia, was sitting up in bed and holding out a book to her mother.
Beesh, 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 Midge, she pleaded again.
Midge, Jambelia's mother sighed. Without even looking at the book, she knew that the picture on the front was of a tiny little man standing on a leaf. When would Jambelia, who was nearly 9 and perfectly capable of reading to herself, grow out of these babyish bedtime stories about the Iggleyplops? Everyone knew that the Iggleyplops didn't really exist. Just as well, since there were such nasty little things in all the stories about them. Jambelia's big brother had stopped believing in them long before he was this age. Jambelia's mother took a different book from the shelf. It had a picture of some nice, normal giant children running about in school uniform. But Jambelia looked so disappointed that Midge gave in. Yet again, she told the ridiculous tale of the Iggleyplop, who climbed up a bimblestonk and arrived in the land of Groyle. He was a very wicked Iggleyplop. He stole a hen and a harp and a lot of money. The poor giant who had been burgled chased after him, but he wasn't fast enough. When he was halfway down the bimblestonk, the Iggleyplop chopped it down and the giant fell to his death. It was a horrible story, Midge thought. What was especially awful was the fact that the nasty Iggleyplop got away with his crimes, instead of being punished. But Jambelia didn't seem to mind that. If anything, she was on the Iggleyplop's side, and when her mother finished the story, she wanted it all over again.
Tweeko, Tweeko, she cried.